the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Roger Corsa is back as Dr. Hugh Knight tonight on Doctor Doctor for Season 3, 8:45 on 9, just after the block. And Roger joins us now. Hello, mate.
Good afternoon.
Episode 2 tonight. Episode 1 was a huge hit right across the country. Dr. Hugh's probation is up, but you're not going anywhere soon.
No. We had as people would have seen last week, Steve Bisley's character Jim passed away, and Jim's passing means that Hugh has been handed the farm, which is almost a cruel joke because he knows nothing about farming, and he's left to clear up this huge debt that their dad put him in. So he's was all about to rush off back to the city and continue that life, but now he's stuck back in Wyhope and with even more issues to deal with.
Yeah, he's inherited a giant mess, which he's going to love.
Well, half of him, I think, just wants to run for the hills. But,
yeah.
I think the matriarch of the family, played by Tina Versal, his mum, she does wield a lot of power. So, there's kind of no going with mum. So he's got to sort of stick around and do the right thing and see if I can get him out of trouble.
Well, mate, a couple of changes. I mean, you say goodbye to Steve, but you welcome in Vince Colosimo and Miranda Tapsell this season as well. So just some awesome faces back on the telly.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have both of those guys, Don Haney as well.
Don Haney, yes.
Which is a testament to the show, obviously, that we can get actors of that calibre that are happy to come and join us and play a great role. And all of them play really great roles and around more than just the one episode. They sort of become guest cast on our show, and it just makes for an even better season this season.
Are you allowed to say where it's filmed in the fictional Wyhope?
Yeah. Well, it's an amalgamation of a few sort of locations. The hospital set is in Lilyfield, which is near Balmain in Sydney. It's a sort of a disused hospital. And then the wonderful homestead property, which is around about 200 years old, and it's still in the same family. And then they let us film around there, and that's the main homestead and the dam and the brewery and Charlie and Matt's house. And so that's down in Camden, which is sort of south of Sydney, just on the outskirts of Sydney. And then when we go to our little town, that's Mudgee. It's a wine country up there. There's about 15 to 20 wineries, and we, as you can imagine, we have a terrible time.
Could be worse. Well, in season 3, it's not just family tragedy and financial woes that sort of keep you hanging around. There's some love business going on as well. Are there going to be some happy times, albeit comical, for you?
Yeah, you can pretty much guarantee it now. So we had sort of two seasons of what they like to call earnest, unresolved sexual tension between Dr. Penny Bryce and Hugh. And, because it was a bit difficult to really, go there with a relationship because she has a child and it's complicated and they've got to work together. But, Hugh has to go back to the city. Mm. And so they sort of throw caution to the wind and go, well, it's not going to hurt, is it? We might have to go there.
Yeah.
So they do, and then that happened in the first episode, and then they go, oh, shit.
Yeah. All right.
That's kind of awkward. But I think in this episode, I think they're quite happy for the first couple of weeks anyway, just to run with it and
just
the logistics of how that is all going to work. So there'll be a little bit of back and forth, so to speak, between those two. It's good fun.
Mate, excellent.
Unreal. Mate, it's Dr. Doctor. Back tonight, 8:40 on 9, just after the block. Roger Corsa, always a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Doing it for Honda. Find your kind of value at honda.com.au/offers.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Well, Saturday the 13th of August, 1988, SciTech opened its doors to the public. 30 years on, the SciTech effect has resonated through WA. The CEO, Deb Hancock, joins us now. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, Deb, SciTech was, I remember when it opened, it was a wonderful addition to the things on offer to see and do in our state. So it's really nice to be able to say congratulations on the 30th birthday.
Thank you very much. I wasn't around 30 years ago, but the amazing things that have been done as a result of that insight, the benefits that have come to Western Australia have been outstanding. So thank you for the congratulations.
What are some of the biggest and, you know, most exciting experiences that have been on over the years?
Sure. We've had engagement with some NASA astronauts, for example. Right now, we're shipping our Planet Pioneers exhibition across to NASA. It's going to be launched in the Space Center in Houston in October this year. So we have traveling exhibitions going around the world at the moment. So we've gone from starting in very humble beginnings where we had only 20,000 people per annum across Western Australia. Now we engage 500,000 people per annum right across Australia. So
wow.
Big things have happened.
Yeah, right across Australia. And, you know, I would imagine that you'd get a lot of schools, but, you know, there'd be a lot of the older range of people wanting to sneak through for a bit of a look. And I'm sure some of that would come from, you know, I mean, me myself having been through there as a kid, but also wanting to know what it looks like years on now.
Well, that's exactly right. So we do incursions and excursions. So we have a partnership with the Department of Education, and we go out to every single school every 2 years, and we also go to every Aboriginal community every 3 years. But yes, it has changed significantly, and what we're looking at right now, and it's a beautiful time on our 30th birthday to stop and think for a moment with regard to what does the future hold? Now, we are all living in an environment which the only things you can really count on is change, death and tax. So, you know, change has become out.
Spoken like a true scientist.
It used to just be death and taxes, but now, yeah.
Absolutely. So the world is changing all around us constantly, and that's where our new strategy starts to kick off for the next 5 years for the future of SciTech, is how do we help people see what the opportunities are that are coming with regard to an environment driven by automation, the Internet of Things, machine learning, all these changes that we're seeing now. How do we empower people with the skills that they need for the future jobs?
Deb, have you had feedback over the years from people who've said, you know what, SciTech inspired me as a kid to get into the field of science and
yes.
have done, you know?
Yes, most definitely. We actually have an alumni program where we do track people and we use them as success stories and role models for other young people so they can see what they can achieve in the future too.
Well, absolutely. That's fantastic.
If you look around at the moment, Airbnb and Uber and whatnot didn't exist 10 years ago.
Mm.
And this is all as a result of the digital platforms that we have available to us now. Well, what we're communicating to everybody in Western Australia is start imagining what the future can possibly look like and the careers that we haven't even thought of right now. 75% of the next 10 years' fastest growing jobs will require science, technology, engineering and mathematics experience and skills.
3D technology is the thing that gets me. 3D printing technology.
Yes, we're printing chocolate using our 3D printer.
Oh, hello.
Right now.
Okay.
You got it now.
You had me in chocolate.
Absolutely. It's been popular. Yeah.
Unreal, Deb. Well, this and so much more, you can discover it now at SciTech. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations on 30 years of brightening people's minds here in WA.
Oh, an absolute pleasure.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.